clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sun shine good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers colorful.
Take another drink of life here as we move into conversation mode. 1 hour to go. As he's throwing out, you got an hour till the end of the hour. That's the way it works here. Isn't that fascinating?
60 minutes, boss.
Yep. Well, less seven because it's 7 half the hour. There's Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie's not around in this hour. Let's see. Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Ken Kessler is watching your posts on Facebook.com/good day and to Twitter. We have a number of things going on. Certainly the focus still on the Boston bombing, the Texas explosion. There's a sinkhole in Chicago. There's a baseball game.
There is. A simple baseball game.
Well, there was a baseball game. The issue hasn't got to do with the game itself other than the way the players and the coaches responded to the fact that at the end of the third inning, the score was 65-0. Where was this game and who were the players?
This is actually in one of your hometowns because I know you have a few around around the country. This is actually in Ohio, Dougie.
Yeah, right.
And it was the story caught on a news in local newspaper, the Newark Advocate in
Newark.
Ohio.
We are
Newark. Okay.
We are in Newark, Ohio. We are there.
All right, not in Newark, in Newark, at the Advocate, the newspaper there. And then it was picked up by the Sporting News and went national. It's the Licking Heights High baseball
Licking
team.
Licking Heights, yes.
Mm-hmm. They routed the Columbus Harvest Prep High School team by a final score of 65-0. The game was halted after three innings, but the game was not halted because it was a scoring issue.
Lopsided.
It was because it was starting to get dark outside.
Really?
Licking Heights had already accumulated 48 hits, 13 walks, and a troubling 11-hit batsman. So funny. The Hornets scored, they scored 16 runs in the first inning, 18 runs in the second, and 31 runs in the third inning. Harvest Prep had no runs at all on the board. The coach there at Licking Heights, Jeff Boyer, said, quote, "It's the most awkward I've ever felt in 34 years of coaching. I didn't know what to feel. I wasn't happy. I felt bad for their kids, and I didn't know what to tell our kids." Now, Ohio does have a no-mercy rule to halt the game.
Really?
But it was. It has to go to five innings. If a team has more than a 10-run lead after five innings, then you can actually use the the mercy rule and get out of the game. But in this case, it was because it was getting dark, and so they stopped the game. Now these poor teams, they have to face each other again on April 22nd.
That's the point.
How embarrassing is that to have to go back again? And I guess the story here is the umpire's response to all this, because the coach felt bad. The coach of the winning team said, I tried to see if we could minimize some of the damage. He said at one point he went to the game's home plate umpire and offered to have his players bunt and then step on the plate to guarantee an out. And the umpire's response, he said, quote, that he didn't want it to be a travesty of a game. Well, the coach said, I'm thinking we're already there. It is a travesty. But the umpire did not want them to cheat or to let them,
cheating.
To fall. Well, to... It is kind of, if they bunt and then step on the plate so that they get out, that's kind of cheating to help the other
team
out.
He's a sensitive new age coach.
But I guess the question here is, okay, so this rule, how does the mercy rule work? I mean, do we wait
mercy.
For five innings, really? I mean, when we get to 65 to nothing, don't we think that maybe if you're ahead by 65 runs, that game should have stopped, not just because it was getting dark outside?
Well, I guess the question would be how... Does everybody feel about it?
I actually have to say, I think the mercy rule is okay for smaller kids, but these are high school kids. And you know what? Life is full of winning and losing, and sometimes you win big, and sometimes you lose big. And, it's all how you deal with it. It's you don't give up. You keep trying, even if it's kind of embarrassing. You keep going. And I think it's a good lesson if you make them keep going.
Really?
I think I do. I think I feel like it's a lesson in life. I mean, think about it. In our life, there's no mercy rule in our life when we're adults.
There's something to be said for that. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Roberta, you think what?
I think actually at that point in time for that kind of score, the game really should be stopped because something is obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the mismatching of the,
yeah,
of the sides.
Absolutely. I mean,
Kenny,
5 to nothing, three innings. I mean, really.
Kenny,
I'm with Jennifer. When I first saw this story, I thought these were younger kids, yeah. but high school kids.
Beat them
by
up.
The time you're that age,
uh-huh.
They have a mercy rule after 5 innings. So suck it up.
Oh, they do have it after 5 innings.
After,
yeah,
5 innings.
This was, and they made it through
3. Go to 2. Yeah, go to the to 5, and then like that's it.
All right, so that's a study in life. Next up, the folks who are responsible for trying to scare the pants off of you all across the board. Dr. Joy Brown says, don't watch television because you don't get the true story, the real story. And here's another example of it. If you have not heard, the prognosticators wrote with the expectations for the hurricane season, which starts the first part of June, goes until the end of October, I guess November, whenever it is. That's about 5 months. And we know that the serious storms occur usually late August, September, and, you know, about a 6-week period in there. So this year, we're probably all going to die.
Yeah, prepare for death and destruction.
Right. We'll be all dead.
And I know Roberta loves these weather stories. That's why I thought this would be a fun one.
Yeah.
But apparently this is going to be a very active, and they've actually even called it, quote, a nightmare hurricane season from the National Hurricane Center.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, put that in the same place you put your toilet paper.
I want it to be perfectly still and calm, by the way.
You mean on the floor?
Yeah. Good, Roberta. Dr. J is going to be with us in a few minutes. Dr. J. Kumar, using compassion to cope with tragedy. That's been posted at Facebook. And we'll follow that. As a matter of fact, what's on Facebook? My daughter posts on Facebook. Jennifer, you follow her every day.
I do.
I don't always go there every day, but I am someone who checks in from time to time. Once in a while, she's gotten beyond the stage of being embarrassed with what I say, so it's okay for me to post something on her Facebook page. And I'm reading today, she is Bostonians. Megan and Brendan both are proud Bostonians. I'm not growing up here, living here. One way or another, I don't care. Jennifer thinks it's cool. That's fine. But Megan posted something called Messing with the Wrong City. When the authorities find the terminally maladjusted culprit or culprits of the Boston terrorist attack, we'll roll our eyes at whatever backward ideology they embrace and move on with our lives. And this is something that came out of the New York Times. She also posted a number of things about various books that deal with this. My daughter is in the book business. I don't mean books. She's a college professor, and so she, as an English major all through her high school and college years, was never, ever, ever without a book. I used to, you guys would get a kick out of this. When she was about 9 or 10, I taught both of them how to drive tractors when they were about the same age I was, 9, 10 years old. So we were in a field one day. You can send this clip if you want to Jennifer, to Megan. She was driving the tractor that the hay trailer was on, and I was throwing bales of hay on the tractor as she was driving along. And she's reading a book while she's driving the tractor. She's just sort of sitting there. She has her hand on the wheel, and she's holding up a book. And she's, as I said, she's about 9 or 10
years old. I've seen her driving in L.A. just like that.
Right. So she runs into a tree. I don't know if she'd admit to this or not, but it was hysterical. And so from the earliest stages till now, she's wrapped around literally.
She was one of the first texters.
Yeah, she was, as a matter of fact. So anyway, she writes about some books that are on her Facebook page today that deal with there's dealing with Boston, but it's also dealing with women, women's memoirs, writing stories about what happens in one's life. And then she just posted 100 books, of which about 6 to 7 of them should have been written. This is a list from the BBC of 100 books that most people read at some point in their lives. So anyway, I always get a charge out of her. I love her so. She's every bit the character that her father is, but in a different way. She's We all love our children, as well we should. And so when we find them doing great things or we find them doing silly things, it is always nice just to kind of acknowledge that. So that's what I'm sort of doing here. It is 16 and a half past the hour, and you'll be surprised to learn there's a lot more to talk about on today's Good Day program, so don't move.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Next step. Here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambaren is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambaren restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at DougSteffen.com today. The story of Iron Man 3, the odor effects, and what's going to happen as they play this on a 4DX screen in Japan.
4D movies freak me out a little bit.
What is 4D?
Smells.
You mean smells, or they'll
smell
spray
the
you with water.
Right. It's the seats tilt.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff on the ceiling that falls down on you. Strobe lighting.
It's like interactive almost.
It's
like
a seizure waiting to happen is what it is. And then they spray water on you when you're having one.
Sort of a mad scientist getting a hold of the cinema complex and going nuts customizing it. So that's where we're going to start the Iron Man 3 saga and then bring it to here, of course, with So Much Sanity. 21 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
To be a cacophony of sound.
Cacophony.
Last week we had a six-year-old boy playing drums like Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
The video at DougStefan.com features a seven-year-old girl named Zoe playing guitar as if she were a member of Guns N' Roses.
I like it.
Huh. All right, a seven-year-old girl playing this. Crank it up, Michael. Consider this to be singing, particularly. Yeah, I know.
Do.
It sound like
I like
a little,
it. A little shouting.
All right. So that's a video with audio at DougStefan.com. Also posted at DougStefan.com a story or a conclusion or some energy or direction for women and men who go on blind dates.
Talk to me.
Blind dates may not be all that blind.
Because you can Google, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, you can do a little stalking.
Well, also, a lot of people are set up by friends. They turn to online dating to find a mate. They want to find out more about the person before they meet them. Nearly half of the women in a Match.com survey of its subscribers talking about first dates said they researched the date on Facebook before their first meeting.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
However, nearly as many men surveyed said the practice was...
And the sexual predator website.
Yeah. Great. Men say this is unacceptable. Women say this is what we're going. Yeah, men surveyed.
Men do it all the time.
Really?
Oh, please.
All right, so here's some advice to men from Match.com's dating expert Whitney Casey. He says, get your ducks in a row. Make sure there is nothing that would have her running for the door before even getting to meet you in person. Let's see here. Also on the blog post, he writes, instead of the keg stand profile picture, you might have currently opted for a subtler picture to depict that you like to have a good time. In other words, the formal guy in his formal suit, not good on a dating site. Assuming men pass the Facebook test, they will follow up their dates as long as they get, I guess, through one date, right? After that, you know. Most of the time, if you're on a blind date and have a good time the first time, the survey suggests they get together sooner rather than later.
Yep, you don't want to let grass grow.
Right, exactly. So you've had that experience, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been on a blind date or two or seven, or ten.
Really?
Huh? Who sets them up for you?
A
it depends. Good blind dates.
It depends. Sometimes friends, sometimes coworkers. You know, sometimes I have done the online thing before. That's always a treat.
Da 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 da. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds has come up with an idea to promote reading. World Book Night. On Tuesday, April 23rd, 25,000 volunteers will distribute free books across America. The executive director is Carl Leonards.
World Book Night is a campaign each year to give away free books to people in need of a book, whether they haven't got the means or access to a printed book, or they haven't read a book in a while. In order to organize World Book Night logistically and to save money on shipping costs, and because bookstores and libraries are already in their communities and recognized as community centers, the plan was to ship the books through them. And then the givers who volunteer to do this would go there the week before and get their box, and then go out and on that one day go to the location they've chosen to give books away. So worldbooknight.org is the hub of all that we do. Everybody can come together and discuss their experiences and then go back out to all our social media platforms. The World Book Night volunteers are such an amazingly generous and passionate group of people. They're from all walks of life. That someone would take the time out of their day to, you know, go to a nursing home, a VA hospital, to give a book to someone in their community, to me, is an extremely touching, powerful thing. A book is a very intimate gift in a way. It's not money, it's not an article of clothing, it's not a CD, it's a book, and we treasure books.
Carl Leonards, executive director of World Book Night, Tuesday, April 23rd. For more information, worldbooknight.org. Or visit InsightDailyRadio.org.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
To have Dr. Jay Kumar with us in a moment or two, who is very active on Facebook and Twitter. Matter of fact, Kenny, isn't there usually a good post on Facebook? You can understand, folks, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put a few words together to save the powers that be a few bucks. So I can put Facebook and post together and come up with Pastebook. Right? Because that makes good sense.
Or face post.
Or face post. Exactly. So you have a face post from Dr. J that people are reacting to or responding to. He's always very good, very active. He's got good, loyal followers.
He just posted something about using compassion to cope with tragedy. Mm-hmm. Just posted within the hours. Nobody has commented on it yet.
All right. What else do you have comment-wise of other things that we are working on?
Lots of comments about the way the media has been covering the bombings in Boston. Juliana says the film looping of the event was ridiculous. At first it was like the media themselves wanted to terrorize us. Then it seemed almost comical. Paul says it's sensationalism to the 10th power. And Loretta says, as usual, we have seen the same photos about 1,000 times in one day. The speculation is what gets to me. Nothing to say, so sit there and guess.
Right. Guess. It's not guessing, it's gassing, in essence. There's a story from Cleveland, Texas. In addition to notoriety from Texas this week because of the bomb, well, not bomb, sorry, we're so used to thinking about bombs, the explosion of the fertilizer plant. There is a surprise for a woman in this small town, Cleveland, Texas. Something strange there in the neighborhood. The story of Marcella Davis picked up her nephew from a football practice on Monday of this week. She does the same thing every day. Most of the day, she snapped a random picture with her cell phone, not noticing anything was out of the ordinary. In the evening, her daughter pointed out that there was a ghostly image standing in the background of the photo. You can see the photo at DougStefan.com. Davis, a firm believer in the supernatural and elements of the unknown, said there are explanations could be used to debunk that image, such as the image itself being nothing more than a camera flare or cell phone camera defect, although none have been discovered up to this point. She's not alone in her belief regarding what goes on in these certain strange worlds that we know not of. Gallup poll released this week shows that 45% of Americans believe the ages of 18 to 29, people from that age group, 18 to 29, believe in the existence of ghosts and supernatural phenomena. Also indicates that the belief declines as you get older. Now, see, it's very interesting because mine has gone just the opposite. I believe totally in all of this stuff and find it to be, frankly, I find the connections. I find it disingenuous when people don't want to talk about or admit to things they don't know anything about. Oh, and I don't believe in that, so it couldn't exist. It's like people who deal with the so-called occult. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't know anything about it, but I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I don't want anybody around me to have anything to do with it, because it's against the nature of God. When, very interestingly, most often the things that come from occultisms are very connected to spirit and God. So it's very interesting. How? What'd you say, Jennifer?
Oh, I didn't. I do believe in ghosts.
Why did you?
I don't know about the occult, but I do believe in ghosts. Yeah.
Right, you know. Have you looked at this picture?
It looks
the cell phone picture this woman took.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. It looks like a Star Wars character almost. If I'm seeing the same, if I'm seeing what everybody else is talking about.
There's the figure that's on the other side of the fence.
Yeah. You see it?
Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, but it's
whitish.
It looks like it's a man, maybe in a suit or something.
Yeah, dark, but, almost with a robe, right? A short robe? Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, or a robe or a suit. It's hard to it's hard to tell. It's a cell phone picture, but it doesn't look like it's a, you know, it's
fake.
And it doesn't look like it's some kind of cell phone malfunction.
No,
because it's the figure of a person.
Yeah, right. Pretty interesting. All right. Speaking of a person, man that I have great regard for, Dr. Jay Kumar is with us next here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Dr. J. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, jkumar.com, drjkumar.com. Here with us on the Good Day program, Professor... Actually, at several universities in the Los Angeles area, man has been studying your brain for a long time and an interesting way of neuroscience connecting to realities that we sometimes understand, sometimes we don't understand them. That doesn't mean that they aren't real. So in this circumstance, we have a very real problem that people have been certainly put off by. It brings home not only things that could happen like this around sporting events, but just in general, how vulnerable we are. And so the news media being what it is, Jay, it makes us feel more vulnerable. When you get right down to it, I've had more expressions from people this week who have suggested that we, you know, the news media covers these one or two people that create mayhem and does a very bad job of covering the thousands and thousands of great things, good things, positive things that come as a result of people helping other people during times of need like this.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up, Doug, because, you know, one of the things that I really would love to, talk to everyone here today is about how to cope in times of tragedy. And we had a really horrific event, as all of you know, this past week. And I was very fortunate to be able to speak about this at my university to my students the day after the bombings in the marathon in Boston. And one of the things that I really emphasized in my talk I gave to my students that day is that not to give up hope. I would love to ask you, Doug and Jennifer, I think, and all of you that are there, when you heard about that, the events in Boston, the marathon, what was your first emotional reaction?
Here we go again.
Yeah, not again, probably.
Yep, here we go again.
But I think what got me are the images, and we've talked about this, Jay, the images that came out from, just as the bombs are going off, of people running towards them. Everybody running away, but you look at the people that ran towards them, and I think that's what I keep trying to focus on, because that's what inspires me out of all that darkness.
Amazing people.
It is. Jennifer, Bert, I'm so glad you said this, because the first emotional response that we sometimes experience in times of coping in really tragic events. First, it's horror, it's anger, it's but also a sense of despair, a sense of hopelessness. And Doug, you kind of hit upon this. Our news media tends to focus on the crazy people and the violent acts. Yeah, you think, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Fear sells, despair equals dollars, if you will, right?
Right, yes.
And so we and the news media fails or does a very poor job of covering all the people, as you said, Jennifer and Roberta, who the first thing is they go out there and they help people. Mm-hmm. And this, it's their instinct. And I'm glad you said that word instinct, because I want to say something which is really important. We're so bombarded with images in our news media about violence and war, and it's so easy to think of the human species by nature that we're violent and aggressive and full of hate and animosity, but nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, all the research coming out of neuroscience actually validates the human brain is actually hardwired for compassion, empathy, altruism, and kindness. And this is why we see people, first thing, I was tearing up hearing some of the stories, reading about them online, about, marathoners, after having run 26 miles, ran 2 extra miles to go to the hospital to donate blood.
Right?
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah,
come on, wow. Like, that's just, that. If that itself doesn't, tear you up, you got your head checked.
Let me add something to this that is disturbing. As I look to a high school in Idaho where this week bomb threats were scrawled on the walls, and the school district is trying to figure out what to do. The restroom monitor now has been assigned to have high school students sign in and out of the bathrooms because of these bomb threats. There have been 9 of them since last October, as a matter of fact. Again, wondering whether you get this. These high school kids are impacted, Jay, by the events or maybe movies they see, books they read, the culture itself. And then how do you deal with that?
So fear is an energy. You know, fear begets more fear. Yeah. Here's the thing. The human brain specifically has the most remarkable capacity to forgive and to heal. And one of the most powerful emotions that we can use, and I'd love to give you some concrete tips on how to do this, is cultivating compassion. And they've discovered that just by thinking about compassion, or just thinking about a good thought in your mind, actually begins to reshift your brain structure. Mm-hmm. And so here's some wonderful things we can do. You know, we're bombarded with these images. The first thing, if you're affected by these images, don't go online as often. Don't, you know, actively avoid watching these horrific images if they disturb you so readily. But let's maybe flip this on a more positive side. Let's see, what are some positive things you can start doing to experience more compassion in your life? You know, we're so used to thinking that one person can't make a difference. We can make a difference.
Wrong.
Every single person makes a difference. You know, as Mahatma Gandhi said, I love this quote, be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we need to do is practice kindness with ourselves and to others. So here's some really wonderful things you can start doing your day-to-day to practice more kindness. Do something simple. Smile at a complete stranger.
Yep.
Open the door for a complete stranger.
You know, and I love to smile to people on the street who may not fit the norm. Have their heads down, or even sometimes a homeless person. Oh. It's amazing. When you smile at them, the smile they give you back is just amazing.
And you know what? The beauty about this, you know, if you want to hold the door open for someone or let someone merge into you on the freeway, that person will actually experience a sense of, you know, joy. And that spreads out into the world. And there's a neurobiological reason for this. When you practice kindness or compassion, your brain structure actually changes and you begin to release chemicals in your brain that help you cope with moments of tragedy.
Yeah.
I think Christopher Reeve said it best, you know, once you choose hope, anything is possible.
Wonderful, wonderful words. You can find out more about Jay, Dr. Jay Kumar, jaykumar.com. You understand why his students have made his classes as popular as they are and why his posts are compelling and his website is great. Thank you, Jay. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished Easy Click hardwood from $1.39. First quality bamboo flooring from just $1.49. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today. Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished Easy Click hardwood from $1.39. First quality bamboo flooring from just $1.49. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Song brings us into one of our favorite contributors here on the Good Day program. I suppose I could speak for myself. He's one of my favorites. I don't know if Jennifer likes him at all.
I like him.
I don't know if Roberta likes him at all. I don't think Ken likes him much, but anyway.
Tom is fabulous.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm good with Tom.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. We got three people. Richie's not here. He probably in. That probably saves this whole segment, Tom. Richie is not here. So we can spend our time, I know, talking about Earth Day, which is Monday. Some suggestions on cleaning products for you from Todd Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend around the country on great radio stations. We'll talk to Tom in a moment right here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, as I promised, Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit, and as Earth Day is Monday, Tommy, can we talk about some of the cleaning products that are around? Obviously, because the focus is Earth Day, there's a big focus on green, and I don't mean simply green, but is simply green green?
Well, I can't speak to that particular product, but I can say this. Remember, there was a time when we didn't have commercially produced cleaning products, and that our grandparents, for example, might turn to some household recipes that they've used for years and that their families and ancestors used for years, and they still work well today. So, for example, if you need something like glass cleaner, there's really no reason to go out and buy glass cleaner. First of all, it's, you know, mostly water. You can make it yourself just with white vinegar and water. It makes a really good glass cleaner. You should try it. It works just as well as some of the commercial products. If you want a copper polish, here's a cool trick. If you want to polish copper, just mix lemon juice and salt. It does an amazing job of stripping the tarnish right away. And even something like shoe polish, you can polish your shoes with a banana peel, with the inside of a banana peel.
It's true. I've seen that work. That's cool. Yeah.
In a jam, yeah. Try it. It works.
Wow. You like it.
That'll be next time we see Doug, Tom, we're going to be like, why does he smell like a banana? He's going to have himself all polished up. Yeah.
You can make furniture polish with lemon juice and a cup of vegetable oil or olive oil. We've got a whole list of natural cleaning recipes on our website at moneypit.com.
All right, let's talk about sink and toilet cleaner, for an example.
Yeah. Baking soda or borax, great products for a natural cleaning effect. Just add water, a little bit of lemon juice. It does a really good job of cleaning out the water stains that get stuck to the sides of toilet bowls and sinks.
All right, let's see here. What else? What about Drano? We all know how caustic Drano can be.
I'm not a big advocate of chemical drain cleaners, but what you can do is put a quarter cup of baking soda down the drain and follow it with about a half a cup of vinegar and then cover it. And when the fizzing slows, you can flush it with hot water. That will take out some of the basic things that stick to the insides of the pipes. But when you get a really serious blockage, I advocate a mechanical solution, not a chemical solution, which simply means generally taking the trap apart, which is under the sink cabinet.
There's nothing
chemical about that. It's just hard work.
Yeah, no, it isn't that hard. You take an adjustable wrench or a big pair of pliers, and you back off the thing that holds on. You know, it's normally just one sort of a collar around the pipe, and you loosen that, and you take it down. There's all kinds of garbage in there, hair, nails.
And a lot of times these are plastic PVC pipes today, and they just unscrew, with hand pressure. You don't even need a tool.
Charlotte, will you be quiet? I'm going to feed you in a minute. Hold on just a second, will you please? What about cleaning ovens?
So with ovens, what you can do is use baking soda and water. That works really well. Make a paste up so it's really thick and apply it to the oven, let it sit a bit, and then scrub it away.
You're in trouble now.
I don't know whether she's agreeing with you or she's just yelling at me.
That was like a middle finger.
Where else can you get a dog commenting on what you're saying, Tom? Pretty amazing. Tom Kreitler.
The other thing to think about is when it comes to any kind of disinfectant, use borax. Borax is a good natural cleaner mixed with water. That works on counters and floors and cabinets and tiles. So
many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.